The air was mild, mostly still, and night had fallen over Rome. Thousands of pilgrims were gathered in somber recollection of the Lord's last steps on this side of the grave. The Way of the Cross is a centuries-old Christian devotion that brings the faithful step by step to relive the passion, death, and burial of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pope Benedict carried the cross at the beginning and the end of the evening ceremonies at the Colosseum in Rome. Along the painful way from station to station, the Cardinal Vicar of Rome, Camillo Ruini, and a handful of Christians, lay and religious, also bore the cross while the faithful prayed. At the end of the Via Crucis, Pope Benedict spoke a few words to the faithful.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, seguendo Gesù nella via della sua passione,
our God, said Pope Benedict, is not an untouchable and distant God. He has a heart, actually a heart of flesh, and became man to give us a heart of flesh and reawaken in us the love for those who suffer. In concluding, the Holy Father said, let us pray the Lord that he may make us messengers of his love, not in words alone, but throughout our life.
Amen.
Those who took part in the Via Crucis also heard the meditations of the prefect of Milan's Ambrosian Library, Monsignor Gianfranco Ravasi, who said, in the Garden of Gethsemane, we see ourselves as we experience nights of awful pain, loneliness, and friendlessness, the silence of God.
Nel Cristo del Getsemani, in lotta con l'angoscia.
Even at times like this one, said Ravasi, in which we are together or in any other moment of the day, we see the bitter experience of so many who find themselves alone in a room, staring at naked walls, waiting beside a silent phone, forgotten by all because they are old, sick, or strange.
Cerca compagnia e conforto, come ogni sofferente della terra.
In the words that Jesus spoke to the Sanhedrin, there is to be found the perfect fulfillment of our duty to bear witness to the truth, a witness that resonates even when the temptation to hide, give up, and follow the dominant opinion is strong.
Simone era passato di là per caso. Non sapeva che quell'incontro.
In the midst of all the Lord's terrible suffering, there are also lessons about the way God works in each of our lives. Simon of Cyrene was compelled to bear the cross when Jesus no longer could. Monsignor Ravasi said, even an unforeseen event like the one that occurred to Simon can turn into the gift of conversion. Simon's act, which was forced upon him, eventually became the ideal symbol for all the acts of solidarity toward those who suffer or are oppressed or tired. He stands for that huge crowd that includes those who are generous, the missionaries, the Samaritans who do not just walk by.
Afferrato e conquistato da Cristo sulla via di Damasco. E per questo che aveva poi ripreso dai.
Monsignor Ravasi concluded, noting that standing beneath the crucified Lord, a crowd had assembled to see the gruesome show of his dying body.
L'impero delle tenebre sembra dunque sovrastare la terra ove Dio muore.
It is an image of shallowness and trite curiosity, a quest for cheap thrills. It shows a society that chooses provocation and excess as if they were some kind of drug that excites the numbed soul, the unfeeling heart, and the clouded mind.
Cristo si rende in tutto simile ai fratelli.
Adoramus te Christe et benedicimus tibi.
Via per Santa Crucem tua redemisti mundo.
This evening, the whole church throughout the world celebrates the passage of our Lord from death to new and everlasting life, in final victory over evil.
Exultet iam angelica turba celorum.
It is the great Easter vigil, as St. Augustine says, the mother of all vigils.
Et
Pope Benedict will celebrate the Easter Vigil Mass in St. Peter's Basilica beginning at 10 this evening, Rome time.